know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, you have seen him on Riverdale. You have seen him on Disney Plus, Gabby and the Citables. And also now, he's doing big things right now on Paramount Plus for the hit show that's called Skyman. Ladies and gentlemen, Keon Clark. Keon's doing big things, man. Like I said, with Paramount Plus, Skyman, that's coming out. You want to check the show out. He plays the character of Tristan. He's doing big things on that show. So if you like shows like Grey's Anatomy, if you like action like Top Gun, think about those two having a baby with Chicago Med. That's what you have right here. So make sure you do check out Skyman. And you know what? Enough of me talking about Skyman. I'm going to let Keon do that. Let's catch up with him. We're going to kick it with Keon to see what he's up to. All right, people, enjoy the show. Keon Clark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm good. How's your day going?
Oh, fantastic. It was a great morning. It's a little gloomy here in Vancouver, but other than that, it's great to be here. It's great to be alive. It's great to be on the show. So, yeah, let's get it started.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, with me, I'm in North Carolina. So the weather, believe it or not, is up in the late 80s. So the heat is not on hell today. So I'm happy about that also. So I can't complain. I can't complain. Now, Keon, like I was saying before, man, you've been doing a lot of big things, believe it or not. I don't like using the term up and coming actor because you have been seen. So you already done the coming part. You're up. So that's what I love about this situation. But, you know, Keon, for the people that have not seen you, let's start from the beginning, man. When did you first realize that you wanted to become an actor?
Since I was a little kid, my parents weren't really trying to hear that because, you know, like, I don't know if people know, but I have immigrant parents from Jamaica. So I guess they have the immigrant mentality. They just choose a good subject in school, go to a good college, and become like an engineer or something that pays well to help the family out. So I knew from when I was maybe about 6-7 years old that I wanted to do it, but my parents were just not trying to hear it. So for as long as I can remember, I guess I would say I was kind of running from it. My educational background is in journalism and broadcasting. So I was kind of doing everything but what I wanted to do. So now I'm not running from it anymore. I'm doing it full time as a professional. So yeah, life is great.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Keon, I'm glad you stopped running like Forrest Gump. You got this thing. Yeah, man, you going up. I'm telling you, going up. Now, what type of hurdles did you go through when you first, you know, starting the acting gig, getting all the way to where you are now?
The hurdles I would say is pretty much shutting out all the outside noise, people telling you that you can't do it. A lot of like small minor inconveniences. Say, for example, when I first started coming out here in Vancouver to get it going, like my car got broken into like three different times. So I kind of had to make a decision. All right, do I dwell in this negative energy or do I just kind of accept things for the way they are? It's like it's a small city, so I can get around. So I sold my car and just focused fully on acting. And it worked out. So I guess that's one hurdle. And like I said, just shutting out the haters, the outside noise, people telling you what you can and can't do based off of what how they feel about themselves. That's the most important thing. If somebody tells you you can't do something, it's a reflection of their own insecurities. So once you get past that, sky's the limit.
Now, Keon, I said hurdles. That was a hill you jumped. If somebody broke into your car and stole that bad boy, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I probably would have been like, dude, you know what? I'm gonna quit or I'm about to fight. It's gonna be 1-2. I mean, I'm proud of you, man. You did your thing. You really did. Because a lot of people that I believe that's struggling, that's trying to get into like the Hollywood scene, Atlanta scene, even where you at up in Canada, you know, when they hear a no, they start running. And what a lot of people don't know, and Keon, and stop me if I'm lying. Please stop me if I'm lying. In this industry, 100 no's equals 1 yes.
100%. I mean,
yeah. So, and not even just in this acting gig, you know what I'm saying, or in the acting business, it don't matter what you're doing. You're going to hear a no. If you quit off the first no, it's a wrap for you. It's definitely a wrap. And you see Keon. He's blessed all over Disney. He's blessed on Paramount Plus. I mean, he's doing his thing. Now, Keon, also, man, did you have any mentors that actually helped you out?
Personal mentors, I'd say I've always had like teachers that encouraged me, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't really believe it myself. Like people, same thing with sports, like, oh, you can be great, you can do this, but like, I don't know, for some reason, I just didn't have that like confidence that I could actually like do it. And then, so I'm trying to think if I had any mentors. I've had like celebrity mentors that I've never met, but I look up to.
It counts.
So, you know, I know it's going to sound cliche and typical, but like, you know, the Denzels, the Wills, the Dwayne, the Rock Johnsons, you know, like the Samuel Jacksons, like not only are they doing their thing in Hollywood, but great actors, but it's their stories of perseverance and not quitting when, for example, here's a story, like I know Sam Jackson, it took him a little bit longer to get his career going when Denzel is popping off and all his other actor friends popped off and when they were all theater people in New York. So it's that never quit attitude. And if you have that fire inside of you, just all the negative energy that people give you, it's not worth it. It's in the past. And like I said before, it's a reflection of themselves. So they kind of have that same mentality, also taking the leap. I used to do radio as my full-time career. And a lot of people thought I was crazy quitting a secure job. But I knew in my heart what I wanted to do. And thank God that I actually took the leap and took the risk because I'm reaping the rewards of it. So,
yes.
Yeah. I hope that kind of answers your questions.
Oh, it does. It does. Because, yeah. Keon, what a lot of people don't know, and I know a lot of people that's watching worldwide right now, you've heard what Keon just said as far as goes for, like, taking a leap. You heard it from Steve Harvey. You heard it from a lot of people. You know, you got to take that leap. But you see, a lot of people are scared to do it because they're scared they're going to fall and that's going to be the end of their life. You know, sometime, and I'm not trying to quote Steve neither, but I agree with Steve Harvey said, if it's in your imagination, if you truly think about it, it can come to pass. So I'm a true believer in that. And look at you. You're a believer in that. You knew you wanted to be an actor. And look at you. You took that leap and you did your thing. Now, Keon, I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't know about you. And I want to bring it out to the light to be truthful. I do. Now, the CFL, man. You know, you played football. You wanted, you know, to get up to that mountaintop. Now, tell us about your football career. Do you miss it? Do you miss any of it at all?
Football, it was a dream of mine. I used to play a receiver. You know, like it was something that I didn't play football for that long. I was more of like a basketball player growing up. So I didn't start playing until like the 12th grade, but I was athletic enough to get interest from some universities in Canada. So I kind of learned the game more in university. But then once I figured the game out, I fell in love with it. So you know, there's like some like mild interest, like a couple like scouts have come to school to look at a couple of like linemen at our school and whatnot. And then I wasn't in my junior year yet. So, you know, just kind of like some interest was sparking, but I had to let it go for some like family issues because like, you know, like a family member had passed and I was one of the executors. So, you know how that goes. So, I do miss it, but like I have a couple of friends that are retired from the CFL and, you know, they're still suffering injuries. I'm not saying they got any CTE problems, but like, you know, concussions and whatnot. And even though they had fun, they would tell me the same thing. It's like they have, like they don't regret it, but it's, they also wouldn't be sad if they did something else. So when football didn't really happen for me, I was obviously devastated, but at the same time, it's like you don't realize that God has like another blessing for you. And you don't realize at the time, but like you just think, all right, this is over. Like this is everything I've worked, blood, sweat, and tears. And I want to get drafted. I want to go pro. And I have to like make the sacrifice for family. So that was really tough. But I guess I just looked at my inner child again. It's like, okay, what did you really want to do? And not even like a second pass, like you always want to be an actor. So just focus your energy on doing that. Now, when I say that, after football stopped, I didn't necessarily get right into acting because I was still running from it. But it was a question I asked myself, and the answer was there in shiny gold letters. This is what you want to do. So I stopped, like I said, like a few years ago, less than 4 years ago now. I quit my radio job, and I'm here. So, yeah. Again, hope that explains.
It does. It does. Yeah. Now, Keon, let's do a what-if thing real quick.
Okay.
What if you had a chance to keep your career on the move like you're doing now and play football at the same time? Would you do it?
That's tough. I mean, if I can keep my body right and avoid injuries. Yeah, I love the game. So if I could play, but that's not realistic. But like in a hypothetical, because like, you know, you go play a game and then you end up tearing your ACL, God forbid. And then you got to be on set the next day like, and you're supposed to run and you can't run. That's not realistic. But in a dream world, if I could, I would. 100%.
And the reason why I asked that question, because I think a lot of kids, even teenagers, and I would even say young adults, they feel like when they see Steph Curry, T.O., a lot of these cats, LeBron, when they show up on television and still playing the game at the same time, they think it's some magical scenario that this is happening. We all know basketball, and I'm sorry, basketball players, and everybody that's watching the NBA that follows me, I'm not dissing y'all. I'm not. But NBA is a softer sport than football. Or let me just say basketball is a softer sport than football. And it's well known because of the physical contact. And I think a lot of people think that, hey, I can play sports full time and do a full time acting career. I mean, that's not reality, man.
I actually have a interesting story. Like not a lot of people know that while I was on the football team and like my coach was American. So he did it like military style. I was also doing theater at the same time while we were still like training for football. And I will tell you this, like any of like my athletes, if they can agree or not, like putting on a full production is a lot harder than any training camp. I'm telling you that right now. Like a full theater production, like the hours they got to put in and you got to help build the sets, the late nights, memorizing your lines. Because with theater, like you got to, there's no cut. There's nothing. Like you got to be on your P's and Q's. So, yeah. So I'd say, sorry to interrupt, but like, yeah, I just want to like point that out. Like even though it's not the same, like the level of like hard work and commitment, not a lot of people know this, but like the theater game is, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people think it's, here go your lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you next week. We will practice. Just memorize it. You will do good. No, sir.
Nope.
You step on stage and you try to mess if you want to. And you have to remember, this is not the movies. It's no cut, redo. When you're theater, you're live. You're right there. And it's time to go. It's time to go. Just like that. So, no, I applaud you. And I applaud anybody else that even tried that. Because up here, you'll get mentally tired trying to remember your plays during ultimate. When I say plays, I'm not talking about theatrical plays. I'm talking about your plays on the field, on the court, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, trying to remember the lines that you're doing for theatrical.
And being the lead of the play, too. So, like, you got to carry, like, the whole. So, yeah. So, that was one of the best experiences I think I've ever had in my life. And it really showed me not only, like, hard work, but that I was able to capably, like, work that hard and still be successful. So that was like a major like life lesson I learned, and it just showed me that if no matter where I am, I could be emotionally like down the dumps. I just got to remember like I was doing this, I was doing football, theater, and carrying a full course load, and you have to maintain like a B average to stay on the team. So yeah, so I know I'm able to just you know like have that tunnel vision focus,
right?
So, and that's what it takes sometimes.
I applaud you and everybody else that has done it because better you than me. I wouldn't even try it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't have tried it. Now, Keon, you're doing something else big, man. Let's talk a little bit about Paramount Plus real quick. You're in the show, Sky Mad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Big things happening. Can you tell everybody about the show, Sky Mad? Tell them what they expect and tell them what the show is about.
All right. So I guess the quick, I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper, but the quick version is think Grey's Anatomy meets Top Gun. So we got nurses, doctors, and all kinds of other medics. We're in the northern region of Canada, so a lot of people can't get to, they're like miles, like maybe like a few hours away from like an actual hospital. So what SkyMed is like, it's air ambulance. So you get calls in indigenous or rural communities that are, like I said, miles away from a hospital or any type of help. And we go in there and either treat people, save them from certain situations, death. I don't want to give away too much, but like you got to watch the show. So yeah, like I said, I think air ambulances, like Grey's Anatomy meets Top Gun. We all live in the same crew house. So, you know, there's obviously some situations, people getting on top of each other. People shouldn't be messing with certain people, but still messing with each other. So a whole lot of, if you like mess, SkyMed's a show for you. If you like planes, if you like medical drama and messy love triangle situations, tune into SkyMed.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I know what you said, Grey's Anatomy meets Top Gun, but you know what? It sounds like there's a three-way dance going. It seems like it's Grey's Anatomy meets Chicago Med.
Yeah. Meets
Top Gun. That's what it sounds like. And yeah. I mean, that's awesome, man. And I'm speaking into existence right now. How you just described it in that short statement right there, I bet you, and I'm saying it right now, I'm putting it out worldwide, you will see a multi-season show of this. There's not going to be no one or two seasons. I guess. Yeah.
Right now we're number one in on Paramount Plus streaming, the number one streaming show on Paramount Plus, and we're a Canadian based show. So like I know the stereotype, a lot of people might look at like, oh, like what's going on in Canada? We don't care about that, but like it's just the show's that good.
Keep that it makes you want to tune in.
Keep sleeping. Keep sleeping. Y'all slept on Drake.
Point taken.
Exactly.
Point taken. Seriously. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, I want to go a little bit more into Sky Mad. Now, if I'm not mistaken, what your character name is it Tristan?
Yes, Tristan.
Yes. Now, how excited were you when you found out that you received that role of Tristan?
Honestly, I know some of the producers might see this, but I'm gonna tell you straight. That y'all was playing with my emotions, like for real. Like, so I initially did the audition. I'm gonna start from like the top. So I was actually preparing for another audition, and I was spending like all day getting it down because I had like five like huge like speeches. So like I finished that audition, I was kind of like I was kind of tired. My boy Kareem, shout out to Kareem, Kareem Malcolm. He's also an actor. Like, you know, that's my dog right there.
What up, Kareem?
Yeah, what up, Kareem? So like he had to go, and I remember I had an audition, but it wasn't due for like a couple days, and I was just kind of like, oh, like while you're here, because he lives maybe like an hour out from where I was living. So I asked him, like, oh, can you, like, help me with this tape? And he's like, ah, sure, I got, like, half an hour. So I'm like, I looked at SkyMed. It was like, a decent-sized audition. I took 10 minutes, just absorbed all the lines. And for some reason, I didn't, like, get stuck or anything. It just felt, like, natural and the flowy. So I'm like, all right, this feels good. Like, the writing's good. So, like, I can just speak and, like, be free. So I did the tape. Did a few scenes. I think I did each take twice and the last take once. Mm-hmm. Sent it in, and a couple weeks later I got a pin. Pin is kind of like a hold, like when they're considering you. Right. And then a couple days later they were talking contracts. So I was like, I was actually shocked because I didn't, you know, you just kind of like, all right, I got to get this done, you know, but when you're in the zone, you're performing, I guess you don't really like realize it. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I booked the show. I didn't book the show right away. They made us wait 3 weeks. One day they said, like, oh, we'll know by Friday. I'm talking to my agents and my reps. So any word, like, oh no. So I'm like, all right, I didn't get it. Time to move on, right?
Right.
Then I get an email, it's like, oh, they'll know by Tuesday. All right. Same thing. Nothing. Back to back to back to back. So when I finally got the call from my reps, they're like, oh, congratulations, you got it. Like, and I was just like silent. And they're like, aren't you excited? I'm like, yeah, I am, but like my heart, you know? So like the excitement kind of was like a gradual thing for me, because like I said, producers, if you're watching, y'all was playing with my emotions. I don't appreciate it, but I appreciate the job. And I love you guys for that. But man, that was messed up. you knew you wanted me, but I was messed up.
Y'all keep playing with Kareem. Keep on. Kareem, I'm talking about your friend right now.
Yeah.
Kareem, thank you for helping him out.
Oh, 100%. He knows.
Yeah. Because, and the producers, keep playing with Keon. Keep playing with his emotions. And also, I'm going to put it out there now. Cheap Pop. Hey, SkyMed, producers, you need a guest star. Right here.
You heard it here.
Gotta throw it out there. Definitely gotta throw it out there. Now, Keon, like I said, you done more than just SkyMed. Can you name some more shows that you actually been on where people can check you out at?
If any Van Helsing fans, I did an episode of Van Helsing season 4 on Netflix. It's out. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been out now. Riverdale, if there are any Riverdale fans, I did a couple episodes of that. I played T-Dub, Veronica's friend that she knew from New York when she ran the jewelry store. If you haven't seen Riverdale, I don't want to give away too much, but I played T-Dub and Gabby Duran on Disney Plus. Actually, both seasons are out. Funny story about that. I didn't have a name. I was just waiter. I went in one day. It was just supposed to be a one-day gig. I went in. I guess they loved what I did. Next thing you know, two seasons later, hey, wrote me in the show. My name is Julius on the show. So Gabby Duran and the Unsittables out now on Disney Plus, season 1 and season 2. So go check that out. And SkyMed streaming right now on Paramount Plus in the States and CBC Gem in Canada. Paramount Plus worldwide, but you know how these streaming wars are. Yeah.
Of course. True story, Keon. My youngest daughter was watching that show on Disney. And I walked in, and you was the waiter. You was in the restaurant, and you was talking to the boy and the girl. And I think you had they had a picture of him, I mean of them up there, and y'all was talking about, you was talking about their mouth or something. And they were I think it was some food. I only caught 15 seconds of it, but I saw you up there and I was like, you was playing the waiter. I think you had a black shirt on.
Yeah.
And you talking to the two kids. And my daughter was just sitting there just laughing. It was funny to her. And I sat there and watched a little bit of it. And I wanted to say that the kids were like, don't talk about our mouth or something like that. It was something dealing with it. But yeah, I seen it. I seen it. Any kids out there that's watching, any adults, go check out the show, man. You're going to love
it. Durant.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that episode. It was, I think they had accidentally kissed or something. And they tried to wipe their memories and they went on this wild adventure and they won like a taco eating contest. So I was just congratulating them. Yeah. That was a really fun episode.
Yep. I got a good memory. Big shout out to everybody on Disney, man. Keep doing your thing. Keon, you're doing big things. Keep doing your thing also. Now, Keon, is there any other projects that you're working on right now that you want to tell the world about?
I can't say right now.
Okay.
But stay tuned. That's all I'm going to tell you. Stay tuned. So, you know, just until like the deadlines drop, got to be hush hush a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to say what Keon cannot say. What that means is Keon is stirring a big pot that's got some stuff in it that's about to come out with something big that he cannot say, because if he say it right now, he's going to get in trouble for it. So I'm going to say, make sure you stay in tune with it, because Keon's doing something big. Better watch out. I'm telling you. And I do, since you said that, I do want to say this, Keon. I'll ask you this. Now, social media. How can everybody follow you on social media? Because I got a feeling when you make that announcement, they can see it on social media.
Oh, yeah. My social media handle, I only have Instagram right now. Mm-hmm. So it's Keon St. Michael Clark, all one word. So it's KHEONSTMICHAELCLARKE. So you go give me a follow, show me some love. Let me know what you think about SkyMed or any of the other projects I was at. You know, like DM me, I'll respond. You know, so yeah, I don't like to consider myself as that kind of like a celeb or whatnot, but like I'm just a regular guy that made his dreams come true. So
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, make sure you go follow him on Instagram. Check out SkyMed. Once again, check out SkyMed. Disney Plus people, you know what to do. You better go find him. I'm telling you guys, he's got something big. And everybody love to see the stirring of the pot. You better follow him on Instagram, because when he dropped that bombshell, don't say I didn't warn you. Please don't say I didn't warn you. Now, Keon, there's a lot of people that's watching right now, man, that would love to be in the shoes that you're in right now. So what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become a successful actor or actress?
Like I said before, if you have it in your heart that this is what you want to do, not only you gotta make certain sacrifices. Like, let's just say you live a certain lifestyle and you may not necessarily want to give that up. Like, let's say you like to go to the club and spend X amount of money on bottles or whatever. Right. Maybe not go to the club or take a couple weekends off, save some more money, put towards acting classes, put towards like your headshots and like other photos and stuff like that. So you got to look at your life and structure what it is that like you like, but don't necessarily need in order to feed your passion. So that's one thing. Like I said before, ignoring the haters, because everyone's going to tell you can't do it. So it's an age old story. It's almost like the hero's journey, right? You have a bunch of people saying you can't do it. Obstacles. So it's up to you to decide whether you have the heart to ignore it and climb those hurdles and keep pushing. And also, when you book your first thing, a lot of people like to live up here too much. And then, you know, as you're auditioning again, then you don't necessarily get the next role. So you kind of down the dumps. But I'd say you got to kind of live on more of like an even keel plane. So yes, you can be excited, but like, don't get too low or too high about yourself and just flow.
Wow. Just flow. That's, you know what? You gave life advice also. That won't it just act, that. That's straight
art life imitates advice. Life. Acting art imitates life. It's a real thing. It's not just, oh, motivational speaking. Like, I'm not spitting a sermon here, but it's right. It's all these things that can help you be successful in literally anything you want to do out of your life. You can translate it to any field. So you just got to put the work in. Like Kevin Hart says, everybody want to be famous, but nobody want to put the work in, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Right. So put the work in, have faith, believe, keep a good circle around you. And again, don't listen to the haters. You know better than anybody.
Nice. Everybody wants to become a successful actor or actress. You just heard it here first. You know what to do. Balance your life out. Get rid of some of the stuff that you don't really need to be spending money on. Focus on your field. Focus on your craft. Put the work in. It's not no on walking down the street. Oh, you're an instant movie star or television mm-hmm. star or billionaire. No, put the work in. Definitely put the work in. Now, Keon, last segment of the show. Mm-hmm. It's called Take the Floor. You got up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want to say. No questions asked. Keon Clark, take the floor.
Okay. I guess I'd like to talk about a little bit about my background. Maybe not a lot of people know, especially like the audience in the States, but you know, I grew up in Toronto, and Toronto does have hoods, and there's ghettos everywhere. So I'm just letting you know that now. And for me, my experience was I was kind of like the geeky, nerdy kid growing up in the hood. And something I'm passionate about is I want to be like eventually or sometime soon, like maybe I got some stuff in the works. You never know. Let's stay tuned. But I want to kind of highlight the fact of just maybe like opening some more like programs or something for like a lot of kids that like felt like me, like growing up. I wasn't necessarily like the cool kid because I don't know, I was into anime, I was into theater and like stuff like that. So you don't have to be a product of your environment, because I grew up with a lot of friends that are a lot more talented than me, more educated than me, and they made a lot of wrong choices and ended up in some situations that really messed their lives up. So I wanted to be a part of like more of a change for that, even if it's just changing one person and teaching them how to pay it forward to help like the next generation. That's what I'm about. Then that's something that I'm passionate about. And I just want people to, you know, you see like a kid maybe in a lower income area that doesn't seem like he has a lot of opportunities. Don't necessarily count that kid out. You never know what they're going to be. Right. So we need more programs and like assistance. And I want to be a part of that. So it's just something that I really like care about, because like children are the future. And you know, we gotta stop the negative cycle. So that's what I'm about. So that's all I gotta say for that.
That's what's up, Keon, man. Thank you a million times for coming on the show, and I love to have you back on in the future.
Of course, I'm ready and willing whenever you're ready.
Yes sir. Everybody, make sure you stay tuned to the Bit Scoop with Coop, because my next guest is, come on, y'all know better by now. I'm not gonna announce my next guest. You have to stay tuned to find out.
Big shout out to me. I can't tell you.
That's right. That's stirring the pot. Yeah. So make sure you do go follow Keon on Instagram. Check out Skymint. Check out Disney Plus. You never know what he's about to do next. Them programs that he was just talking about, that's gonna come to existence. We gonna need them for the kids that wants to actually do better than what they're doing in life. It doesn't matter if it's acting. If they want to do mm-hmm. that, sports, entrepreneurship, I don't care if you want to be a plumber. We're going to make sure that makes it happen. We'll find them programs for it. All right, people, until the next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Peace.